Scotland's mountaineers say they're worried plans to clean graffiti from Dumbarton Rock could spoil some of the most difficult and most famous climbing routes in the country. The area has been crucially important for Scottish climbing since the 1950s and attracts people from around the world. But Historic Scotland say they're planning the clean-up because local people have asked them to. Our reporter Hugh Williams has been to Dumbarton to hear what the issues are.
We're immediately next to Dumbarton Castle, or the Rock as it's commonly known, and we're now going through an extremely dark, overgrown, somewhat muddy path.
We are literally pushing through shrubbery to get along part of the footpath. Rose Harvey loves the path that runs along the side of Dumbarton Rock. She'd like to see it transformed into a real asset for the area. But after walking just a few metres, we soon find clear evidence of the problem. There is two spray cans and a looks like a disposable kind of latex rubber glove, which presumably someone's worn so they don't get too much paint on their hands.
Yes, and there's a large amount of graffiti on a very ugly wall.
And even at the end of the footpath, when we can finally turn round and look back and up at the sheer crag that rises from the Clyde up to the castle, there's plenty of paintwork on display.
It looks as if someone has climbed up, with considerable difficulty I may say, leaned over with a can of white paint and just literally thrown it against the rock face.
Now Historic Scotland has started working out how to remove the graffiti from the rock cliff and the massive boulders along the shoreline. Director of Conservation, David Mitchell.
We've had some concern expressed locally about the level of graffiti, so we're planning to take a look at that and see if we can clean it up.
Dumbarton Castle has been important for at least the past 1,500 years, but the rock has its own place in more recent history too. The Scot Dave MacLeod climbed the world's most extreme route up the crag face.
That route's called Rhapsody, and Dave effectively stretched the limit of extreme climbing, rock climbing, this very rock.
That's John Watson, who blogs and writes about climbing and bouldering. He's written a climber's guide to Dumbarton Rock.
That still remains, if not the hardest, one of the hardest routes on the planet. It was effectively like a Scot turning up at the Olympics and beating Usain Bolt.
You might have thought that climbers would welcome Historic Scotland's planned clean-up at the site. But in fact, the Mountaineering Council of Scotland has expressed some concerns, as Dave Gibson explains.
The removal of the graffiti may well damage some of the very small, fine holds that exist on the boulders and on the rock behind us. And I think that's really important because these climbs are, they're world-class climbs, and certainly in the case of the boulders, they're some of the finest climbs in Scotland.
Dave Gibson also wants to challenge preconceived notions about what is historic.
We would urge Historic Scotland to regard some of this graffiti as being part of Scotland's climbing culture and heritage. I mean, there's one famous boulder here called the Home Rule Boulder, you know, which has got somewhat historic associations for people wanting an independent Scotland.
And it's become entwined now with the climbing heritage too.
With the climbing heritage, because there are routes here which have got inspiration from that particular piece of graffiti.
David Mitchell, Historic Scotland's Director of Conservation, says he's listening to those worries.
The importance of Dumbarton Rock in climbing histories has really been quite remarkable. It's been a bit of an eye-opener to me. I think we can deal with the cleaning issues sensitively. We've specialist stone conservators, some of the best in the UK, who deal with this kind of stuff right across the country on iconic historic sites. So we're not heavy-handed in what we do. We're very, very cautious. From the climber's perspective, I've arranged to meet them, and I'm fairly relaxed that we can come to a good solution for all concerned.
And back on the footpath where we began, Rose Harvey hopes so too.
The people who live here love this place. I think it's perhaps a bit underappreciated. Everybody goes to Stirling Castle and Edinburgh Castle. They should come to Dumbarton Rock. It's fantastic.
Hugh Williams there in Dumbarton.